When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with author, researcher, explorer Andrew Collins. And the book is The First Female Pharaoh, Sobek Neferu, Goddess of the Seven Stars. Why is it that we don't know about her? Why was her history suppressed, Andrew?
Well, up until the 19th century, the only reference to her was in one Chronicle of the Kings that came out about 250 BC, where she's known under the name Skemiophoris, and is said to be the sister of the king that ruled previous to her, which is Amenemhes, which is Amenemhet IV. She's her brother. So that's the only reference we have to her. And during the 19th century and the early explorations of the Egyptologists, they started to find her name on buildings, things like this, and wondered who she was. I mean, you know, quite literally, she was new in the sense that people really didn't know anything about her. And what gradually came out is the fact that her reign had obviously been suppressed and that the monuments associated with her had been completely destroyed. Now, she is mentioned in a couple of so-called king lists, but others miss her completely. I mean, there's one set at Abydos in the southern part of Egypt, where it has all the kings, in this wall panel of all the different cartouches, all the kings, and it's got all the kings up to and including her brother's reign, and then none at all until the beginning of the New Kingdom, which starts with the 18th dynasty, which is where all the famous kings that we know generally come from. So I can understand why they would not put the kings from this dark age of Egyptian history, because maybe they just wanted to forget about it. However, why leave her out? And why is she the first king to be left out? And it's quite clear that they blamed her for this, the onset of this dark age. Wrongly so, absolutely wrongly so, because it's clear that she actually kept Egypt alive and allowed it to prosper again in the New Kingdom when that actually rose. And I think that the reason why all this happened is that her death came suddenly. I think that there is evidence that she may have committed suicide, although she wouldn't have seen it in terms of suicide as we would do today. It was more like a ritual death. And I think that this probably was done, you know, using hallucinogens, psychoactive substances, you know, to quite literally allow her to walk into the afterlife. However, all the indications are that her burial was in secret. She was probably put in a tomb that was prepared for somebody else, probably an official, and that tomb lies hidden to this day. And, you know, that's one of the big mysteries. Where is Sobek Nofru? You know, discovering her tomb would be extraordinary.
Why did she take her own life?
Well, because I think they were coming for her. I think that because she had changed the policies of her brother, who had, who was actually trying to create a brand new kingdom outside of Egypt in what is today the Sinai, centered around this huge religious center called Sarabat el-Qadam. And he was turning away not just from Sobek, he was actually venerating the sun god Ra, and in particular his creative form, which was known as Atum. He was moving away completely from everything that her father and the kings before him had achieved. And as I said, they had this open borders policy, and it would seem as if he was probably quite young and very influenced by the people around him. And I think that there were some factions that very clearly saw this as Egypt being taken in the wrong direction. So they appealed to her. So she changed everything back when she actually came to the throne. But the problem is that all of this would seriously have upset, you know, some of these factions, and they would have been looking for any excuse to get rid of her. And it would seem as if in the third year of her reign, the Nile floods were particularly low. And this can be a disaster, because what it means is that the waters don't bring the rich nutrients to the Nile Valley, so that trying to grow the next season, you know, grain, whatever, would have failed. And this would have been just the sort of excuse that they would have, you know, used to try and say, look what this woman's doing. You know, she's this would not have happened when her brother or her father were ruling the country. You know, we have to get rid of her. And even though, you know, that they couldn't have just pulled her down, I think that they were beginning to sort of find enough reasons to, you know, get rid of her, quite literally take her out. And what's also known is that some kings would actually commit suicide if there were low Nile floods. In other words, if famine came, because it would obviously be believed that they were not strong enough to actually rule the land, because quite clearly the king and the land were seen to be one. You know, in other words, the gods were with the king was within the land, and all of them were interlinked. So that if there was any reason to, you know, doubt that this was the case, then quite clearly those rivals that would want to pull you down, as it were, would, you know, come up and say, look, you know, you've got to stop this, or you've got to abdicate or kill yourself or whatever it is.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And so would her enemies have also concluded then that the god that she favored, Sobek, the crocodile god, was also ineffectual and therefore should be replaced with Ra?
That's exactly it. Because, I mean, Sobek, obviously being a creature of the water, was associated with the Nile floods and, you know, was connected with regeneration, rebirth, whatever. So, yes, absolutely. They would have seen the fact that she was making the crocodile god, you know, into this literally a monotheistic religion, definitely a state religion as well, would have been something that was pulling the country in the wrong direction. And quite clearly, this would have come from outside of that priesthood. And I think that the people that were coming for her was the priesthood of Ra, the priesthood of Heliopolis, who were quite clearly in the pocket of her brother, and I think would have been really, really unhappy when he was taken out.
So, I mean, you cast aside the king or the pharaoh and their god. You have the whole regime change. Then something else goes bad, a drought, a famine, what have you. They toss out that pharaoh and that god. It's a wonder that Egypt had any sort of stability.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, acts of God, you know, like famines and floods and whatever, is something which is going to determine how successful, how prosperous a particular dynasty is. And this is why there are so many different dynasties in Egypt, because, you know, they all revolve around families that eventually fail for one reason or another. And, you know, natural disasters are easily a part of that picture. But at the end of Sobeknofru's reign, that particular dynasty, which is the 12th dynasty, ends. But luckily, she'd managed to, you know, kickstart this 13th dynasty, which seems to have been founded by these two kings, which were the sons of her brother, it would seem. And they were the 13th. But it's important to point out that that wasn't the only dynasty that rose up at that time. The 14th dynasty ran concurrently with it. They ran from the northern part of the country in the Nile Delta, and that is considered to be a Canaanite dynasty. In other words, it was a strong Semitic Canaanite dynasty of kings, and it was they who made way and paved the way for the incoming Hyksos kings, who came in probably from somewhere like northern Palestine or possibly as far north as Syria. And they were the powerful ones. They were the ones that changed everything when they came in.
You mentioned upon her death that she the site of her burial is unknown. But unless I'm mistaken, it sounded like you were saying that she was supposed to be buried in a particular pyramid, but that pyramid was destroyed. I always thought that the idea of the pyramid as a burial chamber for the pharaohs was simply myth, that they were never intended to be burial chambers. that they were buried in the Valley of the Kings or someplace else. Are you saying that in some cases, pharaohs were entombed in pyramids?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, the whole pyramid building age was much earlier than, well, say, the age. I mean, certainly when it was at its height, during the reigns of pharaohs like Khufu, Khafre, Menkaure, who were behind the three great pyramids on the Giza Plateau. And shortly after this time, you get what's known as the pyramid texts inside the walls of the pyramids that are the prayers, the spells, the sayings that a pharaoh must use to enter into the last afterlife. There was a very specific journey that had to be undergone. And this would appear to start with going to the western horizon and setting just like the sun. In other words, entering into some kind of underworld. And then going through that underworld, which is beneath the earth itself and known as the Duat. And then rising up just like the sun on the eastern horizon, but then going to the constellation of Orion. And this would be the stepping on point to the Milky Way. And then the spirit, the soul of the pharaoh was then expected to go to the north, to the so-called circumpolar stars, the stars that never set, that revolve around the center point of the sky, the so-called celestial pole. And there they will enter the afterlife and also become as a star themselves. That was the journey. But it would seem as if during the time of Sobeknofru, they were still building pyramids and they were being intended for use, but the style and design of her pyramid was completely unique. I spent a whole chapter talking about this. The direction of orientation, everything was changed, and also it was aligned very specifically to one star, and that star was Eltanan, which is the brightest star in the constellation of Draco, and this seems to have been a star that was particularly important to her. It represented the eye of the crocodile god Sobek. So this is where this whole idea of her being the goddess of the seven stars comes into it, because even though most people would have never heard of Sobeknofru, the fact is we all know her in one way, and that's because she is the Egyptian royal female that rises from the dead in every horror film that has, you know, a woman, every mummy that rises from the dead, it's her. And the reason for this is that all of these films are based on one book, and that's The Jewel of Seven Stars by Bram Stoker, the writer, the Irish writer of Dracula. Now, he brought this book out in 1903, Jewel of Seven Stars, and it seems very much as if the main antagonist of the book, you know, this Egyptian female pharaoh, is definitely based on Sobeknofru. And the reason why he chose her is because some of the Egyptologists of that century were writing about Sobeknofru and saying, you know, who is this woman? What, she seems to have been incredibly important. She seems to have created this whole cult, this religious cult, or revived this cult of the stars, the seven stars. You know, what more do we know about her? And that seems to have impressed Bram Stoker enough to use her in his book.
So, I mean, is she deserving of that sort of literary treatment, or was she more benevolent, or was she?
I mean, everything that I found out about, I think she was a good woman. I think that she was doing what she needed to do to save Egypt, to continue what's known as Maat, which means cosmic order, you know, divine truth, and that's the ultimate aim of every pharaoh. You know, to create that cosmic balance, you know, so that the country will continue creation, continue to prosper. And, she, you know, she was that. She was creating the cosmic order in Egypt, but at a price. And I think that the price was that when eventually she knew that, you know, people were coming for her, I think that she decided that it was best for the country that she took herself out. So she committed suicide, she committed this ritual death in exactly the same manner as Cleopatra, remember. Cleopatra also committed suicide at the end of her life, and almost certainly in exactly the same way. literally walking into the afterlife by taking a cocktail of drugs. The whole idea of Cleopatra, for instance, being bitten by a snake and her dying through snake venom is just a myth, basically.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.